You're listening to the Renzo Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the one, the only Remso Republic. I'm your host, as always, Remso W. Martinez. See what I did there? It's in the name. Somebody actually didn't get that recently. They came up to me and they were like, you know, we were at kind of like a business mixer or something, you know, one of those things where you have to awkwardly pretend to like people and exchange business cards and hope that maybe someone will get you a job at something. And this guy was like, what's your name, man? What's your name? I think I may have seen you before. He's lying. He's never seen me before because I've never seen him before. And I was like, well, my name's Remso Martinez. And that's, and, you know, we start talking and talking. And eventually he's like, so what do you do on the side? I'm like, well, I do an internet radio show and podcast. He's like, oh, okay. What's it called? And I'm like, it's called the Remso Republic. And he's like, oh, what's a Remso? And I'm like, well, good sir, that is my name. And he's like, what's your name again? And instantly I shut off the conversation. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is going to be kind of a walk, crawl, run type of episode. I want to talk about something that's kind of been bothering me lately. It's this common libertarian stereotype that I'm trying to get past with some people. And here at Liberty University, it's a bit of a echo chamber going around, especially here in the Commonwealth. You know, even liberals don't like to talk about it very often. But, you know, someone brought this up to me. They're like, you know, you're the only libertarian podcast. You're the only person out there that never talks about this. And, well, you know, for me, it's just, it's not one of those things I feel like I need to talk about. Enough people talk about it. But we're going to talk about drug reform today, especially now since Trump is several months into his presidency. You know, people are finally starting to rein in. And it's still one of those things that needs to be addressed. But I'm not going to be the one to primarily talk to you about that tonight. I have someone who actually, you know, is a little bit more passionate about this stuff for me. It is a person that actually opened my eyes about this several years ago when we met in D.C. for Students for Liberty retreat. Her name is Anna Richter. She's a current campus coordinator with Students for Liberty. Anna, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem. So for those people listening out there today, they're going to ask this. Why the hell should I care about drug reform? I don't do drugs. I don't know anyone that does drugs. I know that drugs are bad. I took the DARE course. Why should I care?
Okay, so, well, first, I'd like to just kind of start off letting you guys know that I was raised as a full-fledged conservative by two very conservative parents. And then when I got to college, I saw a poster with a picture of a pot leaf on it. And I was like, oh, you know, I went to a private school and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'd never seen anything like that before. So I attended a meeting. You know, they just went over a few of the bullet points on basically why the drug war sucks. And at that point, after that meeting, I'm convinced that I'm a liberal. I'm like, there's no other way I could possibly agree with this being a liberal. And unfortunately, it took me a really long time until I found Students for Liberty to understand that you can agree with conservative values, but also support ending the drug war. And so that really opened my eyes to that. And now because of the conservative, I'm definitely a libertarian, but because of the conservative values I do hold, my beliefs that the drug war is ineffective and expensive, those have just been strengthened. And so it's really exciting for me to be able to talk to people who are a little bit more right leaning on, you know, why they should support it. So I think, primarily spending is a huge problem that I see. I'll talk a little bit about, you know, criminal justice reform and mass incarceration. But essentially spending it's just out of control. Annually the U.S. spends over $51 million.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Can you say that number again?
51 million.
Oh my
over
God.
And that, of course, is our beloved tax dollars that we really don't care to part with. being used on things that really have not been shown to reduce rates of drug abuse. In fact, it's really just put a bunch of people in prison for nonviolent offenses.
But Anna, you know, good people don't do drugs. That's what Jeff Sessions told us.
Right.
Good people don't do drugs. So does it matter?
Right. So, first of all, I think that, you know, whether you do drugs or not, that's your business. I think that whether or not you do drugs is a moral issue, and I don't necessarily think that it's the role of the state to decide, you know, what is okay and what is not, and especially not the role of the state to take your tax dollars and to spend that on treating you in a way, you know, that takes away your freedom and your liberty. And moreover, it's unconstitutional in so many different ways. But yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, whether or not doing drugs makes you a good person, I think that's more of a freedom of association type thing, freedom to do what you want with your body. You know, if you don't think that good people do drugs, then don't hang out with people that do drugs. Don't do drugs yourself. Isolate yourself from those people. But don't say that it is the public's job to deal with people like that with their money.
Definitely. Anna, we're going to go ahead and continue this conversation, but first we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. Folks, hang on tight. You're listening to the Remser Republic with special guest Anna Richter from Students for Liberty. We'll be back in a moment.
The voice of the Liberty Generation. Remso W. Martinez.
Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Remso Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
Hey everyone, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is Liberty. Each week we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at JohnnyRocketLaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty, rock and roll.
Hey guys, Tim Preuss here, and I wanted to take a minute and invite you to stop over to PreussPodcast.com and give our show a listen. We've got in-depth commentary on the issues that matter to you.
These hookers. Fucking whores are out there.
These hookers, man, I tell you.
Yeah, that's like the most contact I've had with the hooker.
It's them yelling at
you. Them yelling at me on Twitter.
We break down the most pressing issues of our time.
This what? Large lady with, like, tight clothing on. Not appropriately linked tight clothing either.
And we get the most intelligent analysis from friends of ours like Jeffrey Tucker.
You pulled over, engine trouble, and what happened? I don't know.
Seriously, though, we love putting on a show that both entertains and educates. We're growing, and we'd be thrilled if you joined us. Check out PreussPodcast.com for more. That's PreussPodcast.com.
Make sure to visit LibertarianWingMedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want, when you want. Just email alexmerced@alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Folks, welcome back to the program. We have our special guest telling us that, yeah, it doesn't matter if you do it or not. And I'm talking about drugs, of course. Get your minds out of the gutter for anything else. We're talking about the idea that we shouldn't constantly throw people in jail for things that they do to themselves. And I don't know if people are still calling it victimless crimes, but it seems like that term has been kind of thrown out, you know, recently. It seems that, you know, with the drug war and everything else, it was a big topic for a while in 2016, And now it's just really starting to dissipate. Do you think that people, like, I don't know, they just don't care about it, or it's just not getting enough attention because of other things? I mean, I think I saw more support for it, you know, during the election than now. And I'm kind of worried because it is still an issue that people need to bring up, but it seems like it's not gaining much traction anymore.
Well, I think as far as if we're talking specifically about cannabis or, you know, marijuana. Well,
yeah, let's just talk that.
Okay. Well, I think that obviously it's really important to talk about these things, you know, during election season. I know that we had five states with ballot initiatives for medical marijuana, and all of those passed. And then four out of the five passed for recreational. And I think what's really interesting is that all of those states, if I'm not mistaken, voted Republican in the election. So that's a pretty big deal, because this is not only just a left issue, but it's very much bipartisan. And I think the reason that it, you know, sort of spurs during the election season, then quiets back down, is number one, because it's a huge issue whenever, you know, during the elections. And then also, before, it was kind of just one of those things that people didn't really want to talk about, because you had so many statistics that showed the drug war was ineffective. But no, you know, it's hard to talk about it whenever you, number one, whenever you have a job where you can't speak what's on your mind, or it's just, you know, you don't want to be involved in issues like that, that people in your small circles, they don't care to talk about. And now, I think it's quieting down a little bit, because it's becoming so mainstream that people are sort of past the point of thinking this is, you know, something that we really need to fight for. That's not true, I don't think. I think that there's still a great amount of work to be done, but it also shows us that it's, cannabis use and legalization is becoming normalized. And I think that's actually a step, you know, a huge step in the right direction. But, you know, just looking at statistics, people are still getting arrested for using marijuana. I think in 2015, it was close to 700,000 people were arrested, and almost 90% of those people were for possession only. And so obviously it still is a huge issue. It's not something that's just going away because we're legalizing in certain states. So we need to keep talking about it.
Yeah, Anna, and I'm glad you brought that up, because you mentioned something a few minutes ago that really resonates with me. And it's something that, you know, I'll admit 100%, like, this is a problem I have. I don't like to talk about certain things like this. And, you know, even though I am a libertarian and I'm passionate about ending the drug war, it's not one of those things I typically bring up in conversation, because even though it's a lot more mainstream now, it's still taboo for a lot of people. And, I know I'm not the only one that feels that way, because, you know, it goes in hand with other victimless crimes. I mean, I go to the largest Christian university in the world. I think the last thing I'm going to bring up in most of my classes is, hey, I believe that, you know, we need to reconsider our current stance on prostitution, because we've got people that are being sold into slavery and human trafficking, and we have people that are spreading STDs and people that are getting killed and all this other stuff because pimps are ruining lives and all this other stuff. Let's take it out of the black market. I mean, even when it comes to things like drinking raw milk, I mean, it's so many different things. People instantly go towards the vices, and they don't instantly think of the other things like that. Do you think that we have a problem kind of marketing these, I don't know, these, you know, let's use the old term, these, oh shit, it just left my mind. Victimless crimes. Do you think we have a problem marketing victimless crimes to the masses? That sounds really bad. Do you think we have, let me rephrase that. Do you think we have a problem marketing this concept that if you don't hurt anyone, if you're not taking their stuff, you should be able to do what you want as long as you're doing so peacefully and voluntarily?
I mean, I guess it really depends on what you define as problematic, because I just know personally, I'm a college student. I'm a campus coordinator. I'm out there talking to fellow students all the time. And when you say something like legalize all drugs or legalize prostitution, you'll see people's eyes just widen and they're like, oh no.
That's how most conversations end for me. Like, the conversation is dead as soon as I bring that up.
Right. And so I've learned to sort of refine the way that I present these. And I really do think that it's all in the language, right? Whenever you go and say, legalize all drugs, and then you just say, because people should be able to do whatever they want, if you're a libertarian, that makes a lot of sense because you've been reading up on these ideas, reading the statistics, and studying these things for so long that it just makes sense to you. But if you think about, you know, think about what your brain worked like when before you were a libertarian, you had to start somewhere just like everybody else. And so I find that it's best to sort of incorporate other people's views when you're, you know, introducing a topic to them. So, for example, whenever I'm talking to somebody about drug legalization, I'll talk about how there was a time when people thought medical marijuana was absurd. And now it's pretty common for people to think of those kids with epilepsy being able to use CBD oil to curb their seizures, or for veterans who have extreme PTSD to use cannabis as a medicine. They're pretty on board with those ideas, but a while back they weren't. So you have to sort of to meet people where they are and to, yeah, to make these ideas a little bit more marketable. And another thing that I really just use is appealing to compassion at pretty much any cost. For any issues that we're talking about, whether it's, you know, legalizing drugs or prostitution or whatever, you have to appeal to people's compassionate side and understand how this is better for people, for people's welfare, health, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree 110%. I wish more people saw it and came to that conclusion you did farther, because it definitely took me a lot longer into adulthood to really kind of grasp that and then really articulate it. Because, you know, like I fibbed earlier when I said, how do we market victimless crime? People will still hear the crime part. They will ignore the victimless part and they'll just hear the crime part. So it is definitely a tricky, you know, a landmine field that we typically have to maneuver around sometimes. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and hit our final commercial break. Folks, hang on tight. We've got a lot more to discuss. We'll be back in a moment.
We'll be back shortly.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting
RemzoRepublic.com.
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Merced cast with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Comments is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcasts and Blogging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to libertarianwingmedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Everyone, welcome back to the program. We're going to continue our discussion from earlier, but you know, I want to talk a little political at this point. Anna, we have a real law enforcement oriented commander in chief that we didn't see last time. We have a person that wants to be tough on crime. You know, this is the time for many conservatives and Republicans. A lot of them want to, you know, they just want to drop the hammer on people. And I forgot who I was having a discussion with the other day, but I was mentioning, you know, who would I have picked for attorney general? And, you know, I was like, I'd pick Rick Perry, because when it comes to the idea of criminal justice reform, I mean, when he was governor of Texas, he was towards the end of his, you know, governorship, I'll admit, towards the end of it, when he could really do whatever he wanted. He was already talking about drug reform. He was talking about drug courts, which are a phenomenal idea. He was thinking about empowering more people and shutting down more prisons and things like that. But it seems that Republicans, they, this isn't something that they necessarily care about. And I'm talking about Republicans specifically now, since if we were to coalition with anyone to get things done, it would be the Republicans. So what's your view on the current, you know, lay of the land for things? Do we have an opportunity to actually get some things done, or are we just kind of, are we just kind of lost in the wilderness?
Well, as far as getting things done, my approach has always been that of an activist. I really have never been heavily involved in politics. I wholeheartedly supported Rand Paul when he was in the race. But, you know, once he dropped out, I sort of backed off and focused my efforts more on activism. The good thing about that is it goes, you know, it's all the time. There's really no season for it. Politically speaking, we have now a nominee for attorney general who is pretty notoriously for the war on drugs. But I don't think that this should discourage people from getting involved and from making the changes that they want to see. And another thing that I want to add is just, you know, you go on Facebook any day and you see, all you see is people just either, they're either silent about it or they're, you know, they're screaming and saying this isn't fair. Everything's going, you know, everything's turning to shit. The world's burning. And it's, that just sucks to me because these are the very people who I were working with for solutions to end the drug war before. And now it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, Trump's in office, Jeff Sessions, you know, he's the nominee. What can we do now? There's no hope. Number one, I don't think that's true. I think that there are always ways that we can get involved. I think it's important for the people to reflect on politicians that there are things that we want to see, such as criminal justice reform. I'm just like, what are you looking for? I mean, I'm sure everyone here knows Donald Trump's stance on drugs. He's in the 90s, he was pretty smart about, I would say he was pretty smart about the drug war. He, first of all, he recognized the economic impact that the war on drugs had, and he understood that there was money that was being poured in the drug war that could be taken away from the cartels by legalizing and decriminalizing drugs. And he has since obviously changed his position, and I do think that was for political reasons. But I'm sure that there's quite a few Trump supporters on the show, and I don't think that he's an idiot. I think he's strategic. And I think that if you look at his record, particularly on drugs, he said some really good things that I personally would like to see him get back to. But I think he's telling the people what they want to hear. And if we tell, you know, if Republicans are saying that we don't want the drug war to end, then obviously he's going to reflect that like he has in this past election.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And the thing that I have, man, you know, I don't give Trump supporters enough credit when they're right about certain things because, well, they're not right often. But a commonality I see between them and, you know, more, you know, I'll just say more mainstream libertarians such as us, both of us, like, we both just want to be left alone. Like, at the end of the day, we really just want to be left alone. I mean, why else would you build a giant border wall and kick people out and stuff? But I think that this is one of those areas that we have more in common with, you know, a lot of the more rural Trump supporters, a lot of the people that felt disenfranchised with the political process, a lot of people that at times are victims of establishment politicians. And, you know, it's not just things like prostitution and drugs. It's things like, it's things like, I didn't even know that selling and drinking raw milk was illegal until someone sent me a link about a year ago. And I was like, this must be on The Onion or something, because this is absolutely stupid. But it is. And there are so many other stupid things. Like, you can't, like here in Lynchburg, Uber is illegal. Things like that. You don't have control over yourself. You don't have control over your own property. And I think that they understand that. I wish more people did understand that, because this is one of those things that, you know, if Trump is going to actually go through, and I'm hoping he does, because there are a lot of good things that he wants to push out there. If he does go through and finish all his promises and everything, this is one of those areas where we could really push him. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that he will move to political pressure. And if this is popular and if he thinks people want it and he doesn't see a big impact on himself or anyone else in the state, he'll go ahead and go with it. Am I kind of hitting the target?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned property rights, because I also think that's a huge point for conservatives is, you know, we love, I don't want to say we because I'm not necessarily conservative, but people love their property and that the fact that their property is protected. And the drug war is a huge, huge problem for this, because there's so many drug war policies that violate the Fifth Amendment. You know, there's civil asset forfeiture, property seizures. There have been cases where law enforcement has unconstitutionally just burst into somebody's home and taken their property without a warrant, without any viable reason as to why they need access to the property. And treating these people like absolute dirt simply because, you know, they got a call that somebody's house smelled like pot, or, you know, that they saw them using drugs, or maybe that they were that they were selling drugs and the records were in their computer for whatever reason. You know, the Constitution is being violated. And I think that's a really important thing for conservatives to pay attention to, because when they're arguing with people, they bring up the Constitution this, the Constitution that. And that's not a document where certain parts of it need to be upheld and others need to be thrown out the window.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what my old boss, now Congressman Tom Garrett, says. He's like, you know what? Regardless of how I believe about something, about, you know, how my morals apply to something, if people don't want to enforce a law or if a law is unjust, get rid of it. Enforce it while it's on the books, but if it's really that bad, get rid of it, because it's not worth it. But anyway, I bet we could continue talking about this forever. I mean, you know a lot more about this specific thing than I do. But Anna, to kind of wrap things up for the folks at home, what's the biggest message you want to drive home with them?
The biggest message that I want to drive home with people, probably what we opened up the show with, is that I think that personal choices are upon your own mind, and that it's not the role of the state to intervene in that, and it's not the role of the state to use taxpayer dollars to make decisions for you. And so really just taking control of your life, and yeah, just making your own decisions.
Perfect. Anna, if people want to get in contact with you, learn more about Students for Liberty and all that jazz, how could they do so?
For anything Students for Liberty related, they can send me an email at arichter, that's ARICHTER, at studentsforliberty.org. And if it's for, you know, if they just want to argue with me, or just, you know, have a discussion, then you guys can always add me on Facebook. My name's Anna Richter.
Perfect. Anna, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Folks, you heard her. There, you know, I will never touch drugs in my life. I never have. Heck, I'll give you a little inside secret. I've touched alcohol like maybe once in my life. And unlike a lot of people here who claim to hate it, I touched it after I turned 21. So, you know, if I want to sit on my high horse and everything else, well, there's that. But here's another thing. It comes down to this. As long as we don't hurt each other, as long as we don't pick each other's pockets, as long as we're not using the state as a mechanism to enforce our will on others unjustly, we need to coexist. And coexistence is more than a bumper sticker. Coexistence is action. And when it comes to this, it's not just, you know, your intrinsic value as a human being, but it's your property, and it extends to so much. We don't live in a void. We may die alone, but we live amongst men. And this is an incredibly important thing, because there are thousands, millions of people who are locked up for nothing more than a mistake. We need to get this message out there. And what's one thing you could do? Well, I mean, you could follow us on Facebook. I'm Remso W. Martinez. You can find me there. Find me on Twitter at Remso101. And while you're at it, subscribe and leave a rating and review. But you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Google Play,
and the Self Defense Radio Network.
We are everywhere, and when you can't find one you like, we've got many more, and you can find those at RemsoRepublic.com. As always, be awesome, be good to your neighbor, and fight for liberty, America. Good night.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?